Chad Willis. I farm just east of Wilmer, corn and soybean operation, and it's turning out to be a nice fall after all.
Let's talk about harvest progress for you, Chad. Where are things at right now?
Well, I was fortunate. All summer we were kind of on the northern edge of the heavier rains, and even though we had almost 3 inches a little over a week ago, I was able to finish up corn here yesterday, a couple days ago, and get going on beans again.
And you mentioned the heavier rains across southern Minnesota causing a lot of drownouts. Was that much of an issue around the area where you farm?
Not really. This far north, you get about 20 miles south of us, they started having the heavier rains, Renville County and whatnot. We were pretty fortunate here, actually. You can really tell when you go through the lower ground, the yield drops off, you know, but we didn't really have drownouts per se.
And how were yields overall for corn compared to, say, the last couple of years?
I'd say my corn was about typical of last year. It's right around, probably going to come in right around that 200 mark. I was expecting more, but we had a late spring and planted into some dry ground. We had some emergence issues, so I guess overall I'm happy with the yields. The soybeans look like they're yielding well for our area. So,
how far along are you with soybean harvest?
I'm a little over a third done, so 2-3 more days I'll be finishing up.
And as we get later into October, are you very concerned about pod shatter or anything related to quality the longer this harvest goes on?
I think up in this area things are looking pretty good. Thankfully we didn't have the snow and the heavier rain that north and south of us got, but yesterday things were going right along. It didn't notice anything really with the shatter. So
anything else on harvest, Chad, that you want to make sure we talk about?
Just keep everybody safe. I know the people that are working in real muddy conditions are pushing to get done, and just want everybody to think safety, you know, if they do get stuck and got to get pulled out or whatever. But keep that in mind. You got to be around to live another day.